We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tommy, you a Scissor Sisters guy?
I am, yeah. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
I love Scissor Sisters.
I can't ever remember which songs come up that make me so nostalgic. This was one of them. God, I love this song. They have a couple jams. They're an interesting watch if you pull up their music videos. They are old school rock and roll band. Pretty wacky and wild. Okay, so Major League Baseball playoffs are here, and we're pretty much all wrapped up other than seeding. Tommy, your Braves are in, right? They'll be the two seed, I believe. The Mets and Philly are in, so the NL East was the power division. You've got St. Louis in, the Dodgers and the Padres are in the National League. In the American League, you've got the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Rays, just keep getting in there. Cleveland's in. In the AL Central, which didn't end up being very good. And Houston is in as the top seed in the American League, with Seattle finally getting back to the postseason. Okay, so you look at the collection of teams, and without knowing who's playing who just yet, right, what is your overview? Because, you know, when the Royals stink and my Rangers stink, the day-to-day baseball for me lessens a bit. I keep up with players because I play fantasy baseball and things like that. But, you know, I don't have a tremendous feel on, you know, which of these teams going in. I mean, obviously the Dodgers are there and your Braves are there. I mean, your Braves, what would they be, the second, third favorite right now? But where are you at with I know you're locked in because your Braves are good. So where are you at with the baseball postseason?
It's hard to pick against the Dodgers. You know, they are even more of a complete team than they were a year ago with the acquisition of Freddie Freeman.
Are you totally bought into their pitching staff?
In a 5-game or 7-game series, yes, I am. I think that they have probably the best overall pitching staff in the National League as far as playoff-bound teams are concerned. I don't know about, you know, if you were to extend out, you know, several weeks or a month, I'm not sure. There might be a couple better overall pitching staffs there. But yeah, I mean, I think right now, I mean, you can have a great lineup, but the reason why the Dodgers win 110 games is because of their pitching. And, you know, you can't have a mediocre pitching staff and win 110 games. It just doesn't happen. So yeah, I think you've got to look at, I mean, the Dodgers are 10 games better than the second seeded team in the National League, which would be the Atlanta Braves. They're 6 games better than the, you know, team in the American League that's won the most games, in the Houston Astros. So yeah, I think it's hard to pick against the Dodgers until somebody proves otherwise.
It's interesting because the names on the list are a little bit different, right? With Kershaw's there, and Urias, we obviously are familiar with now, but Tyler
Urias
Anderson,
is great.
He's fantastic. Tony Gonsolin and Andrew Haney, some new names, and their numbers are all, by the way, pretty flippin' staggering. Walker Buehler got hurt, right? Like their assumed ace got hurt. I'm with you on the Dodgers. So if the Dodgers are the favorite, which of course they are, they've got the best, you know, lineup money can buy and all those things. Who's there that might surprise us? Cause I kind of am feeling Seattle a little bit. I guess it depends on what happens with J-Rod, but I assume he'll be back. You feeling Seattle at all? I love these stories of teams that haven't been there in forever. The Phillies sort of fit that mold this year as well. But, you know, they made a big commitment at the trade deadline. They made the first big move at the trade deadline to get Luis Castillo. Robbie Ray is still there. Logan Gilbert's the young guy. I think they've got enough starting pitching to hang.
I mean, yeah, you look at the overall resume, but then, and that's got to be something that is a priority when you're ranking these teams and you're looking at who can make a deep run. But then it's also who's playing their best baseball right now. Like, who is peaking at the end of September going into October? And, you know, the Mariners are on a run right now. I'm not sold on the Yankees with the way that they've sort of collapsed. They looked like one of the best teams, if not the best team in Major League Baseball a couple of months ago. And yeah, they're going to win close to 100 games, but they could have done a lot more than that. And so I sort of feel like Aaron Boone might be managing for his job a little bit. If they have a quick playoff exit, that's not going to look good for him, especially with the kind of talent that the Yankees have. So they're certainly not peaking right now. I know I'm a fan. The Braves are playing great baseball right now.
Yeah.
They were 10 and a half games back in the NL East. And that's what kind of the Braves did last year. You know, they were at 500, like at, you know, the trade deadline. And then they started to play well in August and September and getting into early October. They're doing the same thing this season. And all they did was, you know, over the weekend in Atlanta, sweep the Mets and, you know, take a 2-game lead in the NL East. And so I don't know that they're peaking. They're playing really good baseball right now. So at least in the National League, yeah. I mean, I think that the biggest threat to the Dodgers has got to be the Braves.
Yeah, you know I agree with that. Yes, absolutely. I want to. The Yankees are interesting because the Yankees actually their starting rotation's great, right? Like they look pretty good, and their lineup's been great all year. I believe they have scored more runs than outside of the Dodgers, they've scored more runs. Their lineup seems like a lineup you can pitch around is the wrong word. It seems like a lineup that could go cold in a series, right? Because Judge can be pitched around to some degree, and they've got big strikeout guys, home run or nothing kind of guys. I think that it's going to be interesting. I don't know that this is a postseason that goes chalk. I don't think it is. I don't think we see a chalky postseason here. The Astros, I will never say anything nice about the Astros, so I'm sorry, but I won't. When we talk about the non-obvious teams, though, I think you could see Toronto, Tampa, if they're healthy, and I'm not sure that they are. I don't really see it with Cleveland. Seattle, I've already said, I do see it with. I think Philly and the Mets are absolutely there because they could get the top-end rotation pitching.
Hey, don't forget about St. Louis.
St. Louis is St. Louis, right? Like, they're just going to be in the mix because they're St. Louis. And the Padres.
Like all that St. Louis has is Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado and Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright. And I mean, like the names go on and on and on. So
is this 2010 again? Right. Like I get it. I'm with you there. I mean, that's sort of what they have. And, you know, the Padres, I don't think you should forget about the Padres when you think about these teams, because they've got front end pitching. I mean, all of these teams seem to have decent front end pitching. The Padres can run Darvish and Musgrove and then just a bunch of guys at you. So the pitching's there for just about everybody that's in the mix. I haven't looked, and we'll do this later this week. I think we should look at like some bets, some potential futures bets on long shot World Series winners, because it does sort of feel like a year as historic as the Dodgers have been. And maybe they run away with it. I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're going to. Can they? Yes, because they have the best offense and the best pitching and the best bullpen and all of those things. So maybe they just run right through it. But I think that there's a lot of really interesting teams in the postseason, because I think most of them, if not all of them, can pitch and they can get starting pitching, which we always know creates sort of a wild west in the postseason, because as the Giants have shown us time and time again in their little dynasty recently, you can get some good starting pitching, you can beat anybody. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you know, I want to go back to San Diego for a minute, and you know, there was a period of time where they looked dead in the water this season. Juan Soto, of course, is clearly a major acquisition for the long-term prospects of this San Diego team. But, you know, they find their way into the playoffs, and I don't think you can count them out either with the way that their lineup looks. You mentioned their pitching staff, but, you know, with Machado and now with Juan Soto, of course, they're missing Tatis, and that's a huge, cog in the machine that makes the Padres the Padres. I think that they're clearly behind Los Angeles, and it could very well be the seeding has, you know, LA and San Diego against each other, in an NLDS matchup potentially. But I don't know. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to count out San Diego either.
I don't want to count out anybody, I guess, is my point. The only team, and apologies to our buddy Jeff Lutz, the only team I think I'm counting out is Cleveland. That's it.
And
I think everybody else, and Cleveland has, look, they got, you know, arguably the best hitter in the American League right now, and Jose Ramirez, I get it. But I think it's pretty wide open. As good as the Dodgers have been, I feel like it's pretty wide open.
I just have to point out, you referenced Jeff and his love for Cleveland and saying that you don't see it. I'm not a St. Louis fan, but I'm at least giving Bob the benefit of the doubt by saying the Cardinals are going to make it. So, Bob, if you're listening, I'm in on the Cardinals. I think they're a really solid team.
They are a solid. They're always a solid team, and they annoy us for that reason, because they do the things we all wish our teams would do if we're not a major market team. Like they.
How do you feel about
standard.
The fact? How do you feel about the fact that, you know, the local hosts on the show? You've got me, you. On the station, me, you, Bob, and Jeff, and we all have our teams, and your team is the only one that's, you know, kind of in the basement.
I don't feel good about it. My team's also the only team that doesn't have a World Series title. I don't think
True.
Cleveland has one, right? Cleveland got one in their years. I don't feel good about it at all. And what really bothers me is I have grown so fond of the Royals because of following them through two World Series runs. I don't get them or the Rangers, and it's really depressing to not have baseball to watch every day in the summertime. I do think the Rangers are on the come. I think they're on their way up. I don't know what to think about the Royals anymore. So the future's bright. Of all of us, I think you probably have the most exciting run to be a part of because the Braves did it, and then they lost their best player, and they're still right back there, and that's pretty dang exciting. I'll tell you, I grew up hating the Braves. Totally unreasonable. I did it
Why?
Because when I was in kindergarten, I was at a friend's house, and they were all Braves fans, and I know this will surprise you, but I kind of like to argue, and even did as then. It's like bred into
Shocking.
Me. It's in my nature. It's in my genetics to just sort of, you know, argue a little bit. And so this whole household's going for the Braves, and I was like, well, I'm gonna go for the Blue Jays just to kind of spite it. And from that moment, for whatever reason, because those were so fun, I've just sort of held on to that for the Braves. Now it doesn't exist like it used to, but it's still there a little bit. The Braves, you got your title. That was fun and cute, and I'm over that now. I want somebody else to have a turn. I think I'm rooting for Seattle though. I think Seattle is the team I'll root for in the postseason. And then as long as the Yankees don't win, I'll even take a Dodgers win over a Yankees win. I'll root for Seattle, and as long as the Yankees don't win, I'll be fine. I think that's where I'm at with the postseason.
The Mariners, I mean, that's an amazing story. And, you know, of course, we get to this time of year, and the slate is wiped clean. You play 162 games, and then it all goes back to zero to get into the playoffs. And you know, from what Seattle has been able to do, that long drought to get into the playoffs, that's pretty special. That's a great storyline. It's a great narrative. I think to use your words, it's cute. It's fun. I don't predict they're going to win the World Series, but it's fun to watch. And I'll be there to, I guess, watch it and, you know, see what happens.
Right now, you can get 25-1 odds on the Mariners to win the World Series or 10-1 on them to win the American League. You can get 28-1 or 11-1. Like, I feel like I'm going to make some long shot bets here. The Dodgers are are 3-1 to win the World Series and basically 1.5-1 to win the National League. I'm not going to do any of those. I'm not doing. Your Braves, by the way, are the third favorite right now. The odds, I don't think I'd. I mean, 5-1 and basically 2.5-1. Eh, these are on BetMGM right now. I'm going to go down the list here and look at the Mariners. The Phillies are 35-1, 16-1 to come out of the National League. This is baseball. I like those punchers' chances. The Padres are 28-1. I might get in on some of these and just see if anything happens.
Might as well light your money on fire if you're going to bet the Phillies.
Hey, we've seen crazy things happen now. I mean, they got to get through the Dodgers, obviously, is the problem with the Phillies. But the Rays, the Mariners, you know, these teams coming out of the American League, maybe the Blue Jays get them at 15-1. I don't know. I'm going to think about this week. See how the matchups line up once we get through the regular season. Don't tempt me. I'll do it. I'll do it. We'll be right back on Sports Daily.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.